It's Monday, March 13th, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last Friday, gunmen suspected to be bandits killed the son of a village pastor and abducted his wife along with three others in an attack in Nigeria's Kaduna State, reports the Christian Post. Revelation 21 verse 8 says that all murderers will be punished in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. The Nigerian government continues to be criticized for its inability to curb the rising spate of murders in the region. Christian rights groups have warned for years about the deteriorating religious freedom conditions in Nigeria, Africa, amid the rise of terror groups like Boko Haram and the Islamic State in the Northeast. Advocates have also warned about an increase in deadly violence against predominantly Christian communities committed by radical Muslim herders in the farming-rich Middle Belt states, as the country deals with the erosion of natural resources. Disturbingly, last month, Biden's State Department reaffirmed its decision to remove Nigeria from its list of countries of particular concern for religious freedom violations after conducting an allegedly, quote, careful review, end quote, following objections from Nigerian Christians, human rights groups, and members of Congress. Dozens of high-profile Russian figures have died since Vladimir Putin launched his bloody war in Ukraine over a year ago, with many in odd circumstances, such as sudden so-called suicides and falls from windows, reports the U.S. Sun recently, and The Atlantic last December. For example, Sergei Grishin, the so-called Scarface oligarch who sold Meghan and Harry their California mansion, died last week from sepsis after criticizing Putin. Meanwhile, Russian scientist Andrei Bodikov, who created the Sputnik V vaccine, was strangled with a belt in his apartment last week. Both men were two of the 30 high-profile deaths of people linked to Mad Vlad. John Sweet, a retired U.S. Army military intelligence officer, described Putin as running a, quote, modern-day KGB version of Murder Incorporated, end quote. President Joe Biden's new 2024 budget plan, released last Thursday, proposes to funnel some of the $137 billion discretionary budget for the Department of Veterans Affairs into mutilating surgeries for America's veterans, reports LifeSiteNews.com. The Biden administration is ignoring new research into the use of cross-sex hormones. Last month, the American College of Cardiology revealed studies that showed that, quote, people with gender dysphoria taking hormone replacements as part of gender affirmation therapy face a substantially increased risk of serious cardiac events, including stroke, heart attack, and pulmonary embolism, end quote. Reported incidents of sexual assault at U.S. military academies jumped 18% during the 2021-2022 school year compared to the year prior, reports the Associated Press. Nearly one in five female cadets at the Army, Navy, and Air Force academies said they experienced unwanted sexual contact in the most recent school year, according to the annual report. The number of estimated instances of sexual harassment grew to 3,939 in the 21-22 school year, including more than half of women and one-fifth of men. In a memo to academy administrators, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin wrote that the service academies, quote, observed an alarming increase in the estimated prevalence of sexual assault, sexual harassment, and other concerning behaviors. These corrosive behaviors require your immediate attention, end quote. Vivek Ramaswamy might not have a background in politics, but that did not stop him from becoming one of the first candidates to announce his run for the GOP presidential nomination in 2024, reports BusinessInsider.com. The biotech millionaire, who was once the CEO of Roivant, will likely struggle for exposure in the predicted crowded field for the Republican nomination, but his past shows he is not afraid of a challenge. Ramaswamy is the son of immigrants from India and an overachiever at Harvard. Listen as he describes the problem in America today.
We're in the middle of a national identity crisis. Faith, patriotism, and hard work have disappeared, only to be replaced by new secular religions like COVIDism, climatism, and gender ideology. We hunger to be part of something bigger than ourselves, yet we cannot even answer the question of what it means to be an American. Today, the woke left preys on that vacuum. They tell you that your race, your gender, and your sexual orientation govern who you are, what you can achieve, and what you're allowed to think. This is psychological slavery, and that has created a new culture of fear in our country that has completely replaced our culture of free speech in America. And that is why today I am announcing my run for President of the United States.
To be sure, Ramaswamy is a long shot for the GOP nomination, but the conservative firebrand says he has big plans to start a, quote, cultural movement, end quote.
This isn't just a political campaign. This is a cultural movement to create a new American dream for the next generation.
Learn more at his website, Vivek2024.com. That's Vivek2024.com. And finally, walking at a brisk pace for just 11 minutes a day slashes the risk of your premature death by almost a quarter, reports studyfinds.org. The team led by researchers at the University of Cambridge showed how 1 in 10 early deaths could be prevented if everyone managed to reach the threshold of 75 minutes per week of moderate intensity physical activity. The study demonstrated that this would be sufficient to lower the risk of heart disease and stroke, the leading causes of death globally, as well as a number of cancers. Those conclusions were drawn after the Medical Research Council Epidemiology Unit at the University of Cambridge looked at results reported in 196 peer-reviewed articles covering more than 30 million participants. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20 asks, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." And that's The Worldview on this Monday, March 13th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.